Chapter 20. Oh God, you know me. This is what David said. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word's on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, well, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. That was Psalm chapter 139, verses 1 through 18. Now, if God has such complete knowledge of us, we might wonder why he would want to be one with us. One lingering question always seems to creep into any potential relationship. If you really knew me, would you still love me? Often, when we get close to an intimate, committed relationship, we hesitate. And it's not that we don't love our beloved. We do love him. But we can't believe that our beloved would love us if he really knew us. The fear of rejection is one of Satan's greatest tools to keep us from having a deep relationship with God. When you look in your mirror, do you see the same beautiful person that God sees?